Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Samach Beis in Maseches Brachos, the 61st daf in Shas. The Gemara yesterday had spoken about the halachos of using the bathroom facing the Makom Hamikdash. It should be noted that yesterday's discussion is only when there is no mechitzas. If there are mechitzas, then the halacha is going to be different. But in those days, there were times that people would use the bathroom without a mechitza between them and Yerushalayim. Our Gemara continues on that topic. Tanya Rami Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva taught, Pamachas nichnasti achar Rabbi Yeshua lebeis hakisei. There was one time that I went after Rabbi Yeshua to a beis hakisei. L'madati mimenu gimel dvarim. And I learned from him three things. L'madati she'ein nifnin mizrach umayrav, that a person shouldn't go to the bathroom east to west, because that will be facing to Yerushalayim. El etzofim v'darim, facing into the beis hamikdash. V'l'madati, and I learned, she'ein nifra'im mu'umad, that one doesn't show one's body standing. Ela miyushav, rather he undresses himself. Miyushav, sinning. V'l'madati, and also I learned, she'ein mekanchim b'yamin ela b'smol, you don't use your right hand, but rather you use your left hand to wipe. The Mishnah Berurah describes that the reason for this is because the right hand is used to make the kesher on tefillin, and for that reason, it has a greater level of kedusha. Amalei ben Azai, at kan he'asta panecha b'rabcha. That this was tremendous chutzpah. You watched how your Rebbe went to the bathroom. Amalei, he responded, Teirahi, it's Teira, v'lumod ani tzarech, and I needed to learn, and that allowed me even to follow my Rebbe into the bathroom. Tanya ben Azai, pamachas chasti achar Rebbe Akiva beis hakisei. Ben Azai says that he went after Rebbe Akiva v'lamati menu gimel dvarim. L'mati shein nifnim mizrach umayrif el tzaf v'darm, that we already learned. L'mati shein from mumd el miyush, l'mati shein mikachem yin el mismol. Again, the same thing occurred. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan he'asa panecha b'rabcha. What goal do you have? Amalei tarihi v'lom la nitzarch. Rav Kahana all got gano to say pur yedir rav. Rav Kahana went inside the bedroom and laid under the bed of Rav. Shamei desach v'sachak. He heard him being light-handed with his wife, and then have relations. Amalei, Rav Kahana said to Rav, "Dame pume da baye da abba kidlo sarif tavshila." Your mouth sounded as if someone who had never tasted a tavshil. In other words, someone who had never had relations. Amalei, Rav responded. He was surprised. Kahana, hachat, Kahana, you're here. Poke, leave the lava or a chara. This is not normal. Amalei Torah, v'lomod ani tzarech. It's Torah, and I need to learn. On the one hand, the Gemara repeats this refrain and seems to respect it. Torah, v'lomod ani tzarech, but it's not clear whether the Gemara itself is condoning such extreme observations from these great Talmidim. Mipnei ma'ei mekanchem b'yimin el spal, amar Rava, mipnei shatorah nitnem b'yimin. The reason why you don't wipe with the right is because the Torah is given with the right hand. Shenemar mimino eish daslamay. Rabba barachanam neshi kroiva lepeh. It is the closest one to the mouth. Rashi says it's the one that's normally put in the mouth, probably because it's the strongest one. Rav Shim ben Lakish amar, this is the reason I mentioned to you that the Mishnah Berurah says, mipnei shekosher ba tefillin, it is the hand that's used to tie the tefillin. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak amar, mipnei shemara ba tamei Torah. It's the finger that's used, it's the thumb that's used to show Torah. Kitanoi. This is a machlokis red tanoi. Rabbi Lezer amnei shochaba, Rabbi Shua amnei shekosivba. Rabbi Shua says you write Torah with it. Kiva amnei shemaraba tamei Torah. You use it to show the rationale of Torah. I dramatized before that as referring to the thumb. Rashi in tamei Torah does not understand it this way. Rashi understands it as the hand that's used to show the appropriate cantillation for the Kriyas HaTorah. In fact, this is a collector's item, Rashi's explanation. But Rashi says that this is the Nagina, the signs of cantillation that were shown by the finger of those who stood next to the Balei Kriya. And Rashi concludes, Ra'isi Bikarim Haba Eretz Yisrael. This is where what I saw from those Balei Kriya that had come from Eretz Yisrael. Rashi seems to have been in contact with Balei Kriya, with Talmidei Chachamim that came from Eretz Yisrael, and this is how Rashi explains this line in the Gemara. The right hand is used to show the Tam Kriya. Amar Rabbi Tanchem Bar Chani Loi Kolotzim Beis Akisei, someone who's modest when he goes to the bathroom, Nitzel Meshosh Advarim, he'll be saved from three things, Min HaNechoshim, from snakes, Min HaKrum, scorpions, and Min HaMazikin, and these are Shadim that damage. V'yesh Amar Af Chalamosav, and some say, dreams. Miyushavim Alav. Dreams will also be pleasant for him. There was a bathroom in Tveria. The Gemara describes something that interesting happened in that Beis Hakisa. The Rabbanan said to them, "Lo mas tifisu? You're not afraid." They said to them, "Anan kabbala gamrinan. We have a kabbala. Kabbala de Beis Hakisa." Sniyusa vishtikusa. The tradition of how to go to a Beis Hakisa is modestly. In other words, one is careful not to reveal one's body too much, as we saw upstairs in the Gemara, as well as for one to be silent, and then the mazikim will not attach. Kabbalah, they also have another Kabbalah, the Yisura shtikusa, umevai rachmi, that one should be silent, not be too loud about it, and ask for Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abaye, when it came to Abaye, Mirabule Ime Imra Lemial Bahade Le Beis Hakise. His mother raised a goat to go in with the Beis Hakise, so he shouldn't go alone to be protected from Mazik. Asks the Gemara, Rabule Gadya, why did she raise specifically a Amir, that is a Seh, as opposed to a Gedi? Why did he not take a Gedi or a Seir? It seems that Gedi and Seir were easier to take care of. For the Rabbi Gedi is Seir. So Gemara says, Seir b'Seir michlef. We're afraid that one Seir would get confused with another Seir. In other words, the shade of the Beis HaKisei, which looks like a Seir, would be confused by Abaye, and he would leave the actual Gedi or Seir outside and bring back the shade to the house, and of course that would not be good. Rav Mekmed Avi Reisha, before he was made the Reish, the head, Mekarkesha Le Bas Rav Chizda Amguza Bilokna. She would make a noise, that is, Rava's wife, would make a noise to chase away the scorpions. This is described on Daf Nun Vav, that Rava was married to Rav Chizda, daughter of Chizda, and actually she had died, for those who remember. Basad the Malach, after he became the Rosh Yeshiva, Avdile Kavosa. They made for him a window, Umanach Le Yoda Areshe. He would go outside to relieve himself. She would actually protect him by putting her hand on his head. Rashi explains that the greater the Talmud Chacham, or one could argue, the more prestigious and the more important the job, so then the Shadim are jealous more of them, and then in such a case, they are more likely to want to be Mazik. Hence, the daughter of Chizda wanted to protect her husband even better. Ama Ula, Achare Ageder Nifnimiyat. If someone is behind a fence, then they could defecate over there. Ubebika, and in a valley where he's not protected by a fence, Kozman Shemisatesh Vein Chaveiro Shoma. Only an area where a person will not hear him pass gas, that's where he could defecate. Ise bar nosen masni hachi achori agedah kozman shemis atesh ve'ein chaveiro shema. According to Ise bar nosen, you still need to distance even if you're behind a fence where people do not hear. Ubibika kozman shein chaveiro re'eu, and why bika you have to walk so far away from civilization where people will not see you. Meisive asks the Gemara the following question. Yotze mipesach beis habad v'nifnin l'achorei hageder v'hein torin. The halacha is that those who are watching taharas in a beis habad, if they need to use the bathroom, so then in such a case they go behind the geder and they don't have to worry about someone coming in as long as they're right behind them. Now, that's a halacha that the Mishnah is describing in Taharas, in regards to Taharas. Yet, nevertheless, there's another implication, and that is that not only are the stuff tar, but also there isn't a chiyuv to go further away. Says the Gemara, but Taharas Hekelu, answers the Gemara, no. Really, you have to go further away, like Isi Barnasan had suggested. However, in a case of someone who's watching Taharis, he does not have a choice. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof, and therefore, by Taharis, will be more likely to be Mako. The Gemara says, we will bring you a proof in regards to this machlok, is how far a person needs to distance themselves. The Mishnah tells us as well in Taharis, Kami Yerchaku V'yutarin, how far is a Shomer allowed to go, and the object still be Tarik? Kideshi Ro'ehu. As long as he could be seen. So what do we see? We see that the halacha is that someone who is watching Truma or Taharis, Rashi explains, needs to be within seeing distance, which means that he needs to go to the bathroom, he remains within seeing distance against Isi Ben Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, Shani Ochle Taharis Da Kilu Bar Rabbanan. We must say that when it comes to those who eat Taharas, the Rabbanan were Mako and made an exception to Isi Ben Yehuda's rule. Ravashi Amar, my calls man she chaver roa, the Karmi Isi Ben Yehuda, calls man she ain chaver roa as pro o. Doesn't see his body entirely exposed. Avali de day, chazile. But if he sees him in general, as long as he doesn't see him perua, then the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable. That's the explanation also to the halacha of the Mishnah of the Shomrim, that distance themselves, that even though they could see in general, as long as they can't see the chaver perua, then they'll be able to use the bathroom without compromising the halachas of tznius, and at the same time not compromising the halachas of taharis. Ahusif Dana, there was someone who used to offer eulogies, say eulogies. The Nachas Kameh to Rav Nachman went down to say eulogy in front of Rav Nachman. Amar, Hai Tznua Barachos of Hava. This individual who passed away was a modest person. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ate Yaltba Adela Besakisivi Adate Tznua Ilo. Did you follow him into the bathroom to know whether he's a Tznua? In other words, our Gemara had said that one of the definitions of a Tznua is, as we mentioned above, we had the dictum above, a nifnin mizrach umayriv, el safim adarim, a nifram umad, a mekanchim biyimin. Did you know all this? Desanya ein karin sanua, elamisha sanua beis hakise. We learn that a person is only called sanua if he follows the above dictum. Says the Gemara of Rav Nachman, my nafka le mine. Why did it bother Rav Nachman so much that the masbid had exaggerated? Mishum desanya, because we learned in a brisa, kishem shenifram min hamesim, just like someone, according to the explanation of the Aruch, a dead person is paid back. When a person passes away, they're punished for their sins. Kach nefram min asafdan, and so to HaKadosh Baruch will pay back the maspidim if they exaggerate. Umin ha'onin achareyem, and those who say amen and don't do what Rav Nachman did, they will also be punished. Tan Rabbanan, izilut senua, who qualifies as someone who's senua? Zeh nifna belayla b'makom shenifna b'yom. Simple reading of the Gemara is that if someone goes to a place at night, which is just as far away as the place that he goes to during the day, then that is a sign that they are a tsanua, because at night, normally they cannot be seen, and they could justify themselves to go to a place that's closer. Asks the Gemara, Eini v'amar av yudam rav lo'olam yani godam asatz v'shachris v'arvis kidei shelo yehei tzarech l'israchek. A person should go to the bathroom at times that it's dark. In other words, before the morning, before it gets light, as well as during the night, because then he doesn't have to distance himself as much. So we see Beferish that the Braisa is talking about an individual not having to go as far during the night. Kadesh lo yetzarech lisrachik. And Shachris here means before the day, as Rashi says in Dibra Maschil, Shachris. That's question number one. So what do you mean that you're supposed to go to the same place? V'su Rava b'imama hava azel ad mil. It's known that Rava will go a distance of a mil. That's 3/4 of a mile during the day. U'balayla. And at night, amale l'shame p'nu li duchta b'rechava d'masa. He would say to his shamish, clear a place for me where there isn't people. And he would go on this and go to relieve himself on the side of the road. V'chein amale Rav Zeira l'shame. And so to Rabbi Zeira said to his attendant, Chaziman di ike achore beis chaver di beini lemifne. Go check behind the house of the chaverim. Some suggest maybe that means the beis medrash, that no one is there, that I could relieve myself there. Answers the Gemara, lo tema b'makom, when we said in the Braisa that at the night is the same thing as the day, b'makom shenifne b'yom is the same makom. Change that, erase that. Lo tema b'makom, delete. In the manner in which he should relieve himself with the same halachas of tznius. Rav Ashi amar fil teim makom lo nitzurcha el keren zavis. Rav Ashi claims it's even the makom. However, if there is a keren zavis, there is a corner that he could go to. So then, at night, he's not supposed to go b'makom galui, he needs to go to that Keren Zavis, and it turns out, in that way, in that instance, if there's a Keren Zavis, there's no difference between the day and the night. The Gemara continues 7 lines from Dan, Guf Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, La'olam yanhig adam asatzo shachris v'arvis, kidei shelo yeitzarech lehisrachek. A person should go in the morning at night when it's dark, and therefore he doesn't need to be misrachek, this himself. Tamina mihochi benazei oimer, hashkem vitzei ha'erev, get up before the morning, the light of the morning, and go to the bathroom. Ha'arevitzei, and when it gets dark, then also go out, kedei shelo tisrachek, and then you won't have to distance. Gemara describes another component of using the bathroom. Mashmesh visha vishev. He should use a small stone if he needs to touch the area which encourages the waste to come out, and then sit down. Va'al tashev v'timashmesh, and don't sit down, and then try to lodge the area where the waste comes out. Shekol yoshem mashmesh afilu osin kishvayim baspanya. Even if they're kshafim in aspanya, black magic in aspanya, that could come to him. Vi'i if he forgot and he sat down and then he needs to lodge the area where the waste comes out, what could he do? Kikoi, when he gets up, he should say the following: Loili, loili, you can't overcome me. Lo tachim, v'lo tachtim. Lo tachtim. I'm not interested in tachim or tachtim, the two kishuf, that's their name. Lo hani, v'lo mahani. Neither some of them or all of them. Lo charshi decharsha, lo charshi decharshasa. Not the magician of one type of magic or another type of magic, and that's how he could be saved from this. Mark continues on to Amma Beis. Tani ben Azei Omer, I'll call Mishkav Shachav Chutz Mekarka. Ben Azei says one should not sleep on the ground. The explanation that is quoted from Svarim is that the ground has a certain amount of moisture that can damage the person. The Yavetz asks a great question. Rav Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara asks, but we have a Mishnah in Avos that says, "Pas b'melech tochel, may b'sarim tishtev, ha'aretz tishan," that if a person wants to achieve in Torah, he needs to deprive himself of the pleasures of this world. And one of the examples, aside from eating dark bread, is to sleep on the ground. So he says you have to say that what the Mishnah in Avos is describing is not to literally sleep on the ground, however, not to sleep on a very good bed. He suggests our Gemara is only precluding that literally the body be on the karka, then that would not be healthy, as we had said before. But the Mishnah in Talmud already said that the Pirchei Kahuna, that the young Kohanim, in the beginning of Mishnah Talmud, describes that they laid out their clothing and they slept on top of it, and that would not be included in Ben Azai's Isser, of course. I'll call Moshev, coming back into Gemara, 2 lines from the top, Samach Beis, and Beis. Shev, on every type of seat you could sit. Chutz min HaKorah, don't sit on a beam high up. Rashi explains, because you might fall. Amar Shmuel, Shina ba'amud ha-shachar, kasitma liparzola. Sleep at the time of Amud ha-shachar strengthens the body like a piece of steel that is strengthened when another piece, a sheet, is added on top of it. Yitzia ba'amud ha-shachar, and going to the bathroom during Amud ha-shachar, kisitma liparzola, again, is something that strengthens the body. Bar Kapara, have mizavin mili bidinri. Used to sell, literally, words for dinarim. He used to sell etza for money. Adekanfnis ochol. When you are hungry, eat. In other words, don't wait until you're no longer hungry. Adetzachis shisei. When you're thirsty, drink. Aderascha kiderech shfoch. What is it akin to? A pot, when it's hot, should be poured on top of food. Another etza, karna karya biromi.
when you hear the sound, the cry, in the city of Romi, that's a sign that they are buying dates, excuse me, figs, bar mizabin te'ene da'avach zamin. If you are the son of someone who sells figs, even if your father is not there, sell the figs quickly, and don't wait for your father to come back, because in the meantime, all of the buyers are going to go somewhere else. Amalu Abaye l'Rabbanan. Rabbi said to Rabbanan, Ke'alaisa b'shvile d'mechuza l'meipik bey b'chakla lo tachzu lo lahachgisa v'lo lahachgisa. When you're going on the roads of the Mechuza, that when you go out, there are small shvilim. Don't look to the right and or to the left. Vilma yasvi nishay v'lav orachar l'stukulabe. Maybe there are people that need to go to the bathroom, and it's not appropriate to look in their direction. Rav Safra ol lebeis hakise. Rav Safra went to the bathroom. Asa Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba came. Nachale abave. And he coughed at side. Some suggest that this was common practice, that if you wanted to know that someone was in the Beis HaKiseh, then the individual outside would cough, and if someone was inside, then that individual would cough back. Amalei Lial Mar. He said, but that was not what Rabbi Abba did. He said, you could come in. Basar Denafik, after he left, Amalei, Rav Safra said to him, Ad Hashta Lo Ayalta L'Si'ir V'Gamarta L'Cha Mili D'Si'ir. You didn't even go to the lands of Seir. Seir, of course, being referenced to Edom, the Romans. Har Seir. You haven't gone to Seir yet, you're acting like the Romans. Lavachi Tanan, did we not learn in a Mishnah Madura, Isashom Basic Kisei Shel Kovod? The Mishnah in Talmud describes that there was a bonfire, and there was a Basic Kisei that was described as Kovod. Vizu Zelya Kvodo. What was the Kovod? Matso Nyol. When it was locked, the lock showed that it was locked on the outside as well. So you were able to know if a person was there. Matzah pasuach, if it was open, then you know that there was no one in there. Alma lav arach arahu. So we see from here that it's not derech eretz to speak in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaKisei, and that's the reason that they made a door to be able to sign for them. So how could it be that you told me to come in? V'hu savar. However, we're talking about a great Amora. So what did Safra think? Mesukanu, that was a sakan. The Sarni, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Amod hachoz and maybe a sadam l'day hadrokan. If there is reflux from the urinary tract, that could bring to a machla called drokan. Silan hachozer, if there's from the waste that goes back, maybe a sudden with the yarkon, it's also a type of sickness, literally becoming green. Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara continues, also similar maisa, ola beis hakise, also parsa, dochke. Some, by the way, have the gears of Romoy and not parsoy. He pushed himself in. Come Rabbi Lazar v'nafik, Rabbi Lazar went out. Also, Droikno Shamte the Karkashe, a snake came along and bit the Roman and he died. Karela Rabbi Lazar, it was described that Rabbi Lazar, who had this cause to the Roman, the Pasuk in Yishayo, Vania Avticha Ve'etain Adam Tachtecha, Altikri Adam Ela Edoim, that not a person but Edom will come underneath you, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer getting killed where the snake was supposed to bite him, rather the Roman was killed. Gemara continues discussing Tznius in the context of a special schus that Shaul HaMelech had vis-a-vis Tznius. David HaMelech, when he was escaping from Shaul in Ein Gedi, had managed to actually dramatically turn the tide in an amazing turn of events, in which David, who was the one who was being chased by the monarch, Shaul HaMelech, actually had come upon Shaul at a moment of weakness where he was alone, and really, David was now the Rodef, and Shaul was now the Nirdef. Of course,
David HaMelech describes Shmuel Aleph Chav Dalet Yud Va'omar Laharge Chav Atachas Alecha. I could have killed you. Va'omar, I said, Lo Eshlach Yodi Badoni Ki Mashiach Hashem Hu. I will not kill someone who's anointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara analyzes Va'omar. It should say Va'amarti. It's past tense. Mi boile Va'tachos V'chasti. Mi boile. I had Rachmanas, not Vatachos, I have Rachmanas. It's past. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar like David Lushol. Min HaTaira ben Arigata. Really, Min HaTaira, I should have killed you. Sharei Raidefata. You were chasing after me. VaTaira Amar Rav Elazar, Hashkim Lahargoy. That if someone chases after you, you get up and kill him first. This appears in earlier on Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph, as well as on Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Ela rather Tznius Shoyse Becha. The tznius that you had, that is what protected you. Umayi, what's the tznius? Tichsiv ayovol goder satzon al aderech, v'sham ma'orav ayovol shol lahasach es raglov. He went to relieve himself. Tana geder lefnim min geder, u'ma'ora lefnim mi ma'ora lahasach. He used a geder, a fence after a fence, as well as a cave within a cave. And when it says lahaseich, Amar Rabbi Elazar melamed shesachach atzmai bebigdo kesukah, he covered himself with his cloak as if he was in a sukkah, covering himself like a sukkah. The Gemara has answered this question. It said va'amar because the Torah says habal harcha v'hashcha v'harga v'tachos, I was chas on you because of your midah of Snius. The Gemara continues the details of the story. Vayakum Dov v'yichras as knaf hami'ila sher l'shol. Dov cut the corner of Shol's garment. Balot by its hem. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina explained. Kol mevazes habegodim. Anybody that shows a lack of kavod to garments, sofein and enemahem, shenemar v'amel Dov zakim b'yom v'yichaseh b'begodim v'lo yechamlo. That ultimately, because David was mevazes Shol's beged. So then David's own begadim didn't keep him warm, and then he began to search for different etzes. The pasuk tells us in David says to Shaul, "Im Hashem esischa bi yoreach mincha." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what set you against me, so then if I bring him a karban mincha, then it will be accepted. However, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu that really has set you against me, says David, v'im b'nei adam harumim heim lefnei Hashem. But it's also a possibility that there are cursed people who have sent you Shaul against me. Amar Abulaz, Amar Le'akash Baruch Hu, David. Mesis karisali? You use the expression of mesis in regards to me, that you raise the possibility that I'm a mesis for Shaul. Hareini machshilecha b'davar. I will cause you to stumble in your words. Shafil t'noko shabbos ram yodinosa. That everybody will know a mistake that you will make. The Chassid Kisi says, "Rosh Bnei Yisrael, good. They have nothing which clay for nafshe. Miad vayamot zaten al Yisrael. Uksiv vayoses es tov behem leimelacha manes Yisrael." That David came up with the idea that we have in Shmuel Beis and quoted here from Divrei Hayamim Perikhof Aleph. V'kim the minu lo shakol minei kofer. Because David simply counted them, he did not take from them kofer. And that was the reason that they had a magefa brought to them. See Ramban in Shmos Lamed, why David made such an error where the Torah had explicitly said to count Klal Yisrael specifically with a kofar. Where it continues, my es moed, what was the magefa until the time of moed? Amar Shmos Sabachasne de Rebbe Chanina, Mishmei de Rebbe Chanina, the son-in-law of Shmuel, the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Misha Shchita Satam Achchas Zrikasa. The Megeva took place from the time of the Shchita until the Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chatzos Mamsh. Rabbi Yochanan says it extended up until Chatzos. The Gemara of Manel describes the Megeva. Vayomer leMalach Hamashkis Ba'am Rav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Malach to be able to destroy a large amount. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu LeMalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angel, Toli Rav Shebehem, take a lot from them, or even the leaders of them, which is actually in the Pasuk. Vayomer LeMalach HaMashkis Ba'amrov HaToheref. Sheesh bi lefrom hem kama chovos. I have to collect from them quite a few debts. Bos Hashem meis Avishai ben Tzruya sheshokol kiroba shel Sanhedrin. Avishai was killed in that magefa. Pasuk continues. Ubahashchis ra Hashem vayinachem. My ra, what did he see? Amarav ra Yaakov vinu. He saw Yaakov. He saw vayomer Yaakov kasher ram. Ushmol amar afaro shel Yitzchak. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately had Nechama and the Magefa stopped, either because he saw Shinemar as a play in the Pasuk on the very powerful Akeda, Elokim Yer Eloha Sebeni, means Hashem will look. Literally, the Pasuk is saying Hashem will show us what is the Seh. However, Chazal here darshan that Kodesh Baruch Hu will look at the Seh Yitzchak from the Akedah in future generations. Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw the original Kesef Kapores, the original Machzis HaShekel that Klal Yisrael had given. And that, even though now they had not given it, had served as a Mogen, as a protection. Re'esh Nemar V'lakachti Es Kesef HaKippurim Meis B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochan Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra. He saw the Beis HaMikdash Tosli B'har HaShem Yira'eh. Pligi bar of Yaakov Aravidi, Rav Shmuel Menach ben Nechanam, Kesel Gipurim Ra, Chanam and Beis HaMikdash Ra. This is a machlokas between these two Tanoim. Mesam Rekamad Lom Beis HaMikdash Ra. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Yomer Hayom, Bahar Hashem Yei Ra'eh. From the Har Hashem is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the good to protect Klal Yisrael. We learned in our Mishnah, Lo Yikonis Adam Lahar Abayis B'makolo. The Mishnah told us one is not allowed to make the Har Abayis a shortcut. The Gemara wants to know, and the Gemara analyzes the word that the Mishnah had used, and that is a kapandria. My kapandria. What is a kapandria? We already know that means a shortcut. Let's see how the Gemara gets to it. Amar Rava kapandria kashma. Rava says it's as it's used colloquially as a shortcut. Rav Chana Barada, Mishmed Rav Sama, Breid Rav Mari, Amar, Kemad Amri Inshi, Ad Mikifna Adri Ailba. The amount of time takes me to go around so that I will make a shortcut. In fact, kapandria is really a combination of the two words, ad mikifna edri, ad mikifna dedri, ad mikifna dedri, which sounds very much like kapandria. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avo, hanichnas lebeis haknes amnas shelo lasis kapandria, muto lasis kapandria. If somebody went into shul without the intention of making it a shortcut, then in such a case it's permissible for him to use the other side. In other words, he walks into the south side of the shul with the intention to daven. Is he allowed then to leave on the north side and thereby save walking that he would have had to make if he had gone around the shul? The answer is yes. Rabbi Avohu Amar, Im ha-yashvil me'ikaro mutter. If the shul was on an original path, then it's mutter to walk through the shul. Rabbi Chalba Amar, Avuna nichas beis ha-knesses balam. If someone goes into a shul to daven, mutter lasses kapandria. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uva ame aris lefnei Hashem b'moadim. The Pasuk in Yecheskel describes Klal Yisrael going in the Moadim, and here the Pasuk, here Rash, the Gemara did not quote the whole Pasuk, but we have in front of us, if you have a Torah or a Shalem, Yetza derech shar negev, v'haba derech shar negev, Yetza derech shar tzafona. So they would start coming in the south and leave in the north, and it's not considered as if they've made a kapandria. In our halacha today, we will discuss some modern discussion of the halachas of kapandria. We continue on 10 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. The Mishnah also says that spitting is also because of a kal v'chomer. Urikika muk mi kal v'chomer. The Gemara will eventually get to what exactly is this kal v'chomer. First, the Gemara talks a little bit about spitting. Amar of Bibi, Amar of Yeshua. Ben Levi kolorokek b'har bayis mizmanizeh kilu rokak v'beis einom. Someone who sits, who spits on the har bayis is considered like someone who spit in the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaham shenemar, as the pasuk describes in Melachim. V'haya einai v'libi sham kolayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says his heart and his eyes are going to be there all days, whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. Amarav Rakika Beis HaKnesses Sharia. Spitting in shul is actually permissible. Mina Dahavi Amino, because it's like shoes. Ma Mino Bahara Beis HaKnesses Mutter. So too, when it comes to shul, it's prohibited on the Harabais, but in Shul, it's mutter. Afrikika, Baharabais, Huda, Asr, Beis HaKnesses, Shari. So to spitting is going to be acceptable in Shul and only prohibited on the Harabais. I'm going to have popular Rava. Vamila Ravina, the Ravas, Vamila Vada Masla, Rava, different Amoraim discussed which one was the one who actually said this to Rava, but either way, they asked him, Adi Yolif Miminol, Nelif Mikapandria. Why are you learning out a Kalachomer from Minol? Where Minol is only Asur on the Harabais, why don't you learn out from Kapandria, which is even Asur in a Shul? Amale, Tani, Tana Yalif Minol, Vaat Amri Mikapandria. The Tana learned the Kavachomer from Minhal. And you're telling me, Kapandra, Mahi, what's the Kavachomer where we learn from Minhal? The Sanya, lo yikane sadam l'harabais lo makol shabiyodoy, not with his staff, v'lo b'manol shabrogle, not his feet, v'lo mosatsurim lo, b'stino m'pundasum v'shal sacharav, v'lo yasena Kapandria urikika mikavachomer mi Minhal. Says Beferish, and Rikika's usher, for we learn that from Minhal. Ma Minhal shen bo derech b'zayin. A shoe is not bizayin. Amar Torah, the Torah says, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time he had chanced on the Makom HaMikdash, Shal Na L'Rucha Me'al Raglecha, remove your shoes from your feet. Rikika, she derech bizayin, lo yikol shekein. When it comes to Rikika spitting, which is a bizayin, would it certainly not be that the Halacha would say that it is prohibited on the Harabais? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amar Einetzar, Harei Omer Ke'en Lavo, Shal Melech B'vush Sak, V'alo Dvarim Kal V'chomer. Couldn't you learn that from a Kavachomer? Umasak Shane Muslim Fame Basandam Kahrikika Shimusofne Melch Machem Lachem Lokol Shikane? Certainly, when it comes to a king, where you're not allowed to come dressed in sackcloth, and sackcloth is not disgusting, or spitting, which is disgusting and even offends a regular king, and you can't even come in front of a regular king in sackcloth, certainly you can't spit in front of the Melech Machin Lachim. Amar Lei, Hachi Kamina. This is what I meant to say. Name a Hach L'Chumra, it should be L'Chumra both in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Hach L'Chumra even in the Beis HaKnesses L'Chumra. V'Eima, and say the following. Harabais Dasa B'Menol, Harabais, which is prohibited to wear a shoe, L'Alfei, we should learn out Rakika, that's going to be Aser, Mimino. Aval, Beis HaKnesses Deshari B'Minol. Beis HaKnesses, where it's permissible to wear one shoe. Adi Aleph Minol Lahatir. Why don't, instead of learning from Minol and therefore say, well, it's also in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's permissible in a shul. Neilf mi Kapandria. Learn from Kapandria Vilesar. And say, well, a Kapandria is Aser even in Beis HaKnesses. So too, Rikika. That was this objection, this Amora's rejection to Rava. El Amar Rava ki Beisai. Rava explains, no, I'll tell you why that the halacha is, that spinning is going to be asur only in the Harabais. Ki Beisai. The halacha Beis HaKnesses is like your house. Ma Beisai Kapandria Kapit Inish. Person's makbid not to allow their apartments to be used for shortcuts. Arikiko Minol Lo Kapit. But people are not makbid for spit. Af Beis HaKnesses Kapandria Udasa Rikiko Minol Shari. And therefore, both shoes and spinning is permissible. It's interesting to note, as we segue into our halacha section, that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that today, where it's not common for people to spit in other people's houses, could very well be that it would be asur. I believe I saw this written by Rav Schechter in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. This concludes Beis Hashem Yisbarach Daf Samach Beis, and we have a little bit more than one more daf in Maseches Brachos. We now go on to a brief halacha section. The Gemara on the bottom of Samach Beis and Mebeis had told us the prohibition of making a kapandria out of the Harabais and a shul. That means making a shortcut. A fascinating discussion which we've elaborated on in a longer shir entitled Can One Walk Through the Upper Plaza of the Kotel? We discussed the viability and the permissibility, or lack thereof, of you walking through the upper Kotel Plaza. Does that also constitute making a Kapandria? Here we will summarize, Bezer Hashem, the conclusions from there, and quote some of the great poskim. In a tshuva by Rav Bitzal Bajolti, who is the Rav of Yerushalayim, which has been reaped by the Rabbi of the Kotel and Mekomos HaKdoshim, Rav Rabinovich, in his Shailas Uchuvas Shaarei Tzion on page Lamed Zayin, Rav Zsolti felt that the upper plaza of the Kotel had a din of a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and it was not like what the Mishnah in Megillah describes, as well as in Tainis, the Gemara discusses the Rechov that they used to daven be'akroi, and there it doesn't have Kedusha, although the Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Simin Kuf Nun Dalet, points out that even by basic Knesset HaRechov, Shul on the street, one would not be allowed to be Noeg Minig Bizayon. Rav Zsolti argues, though, that that is not the upper plaza. The upper plaza has a din of a Beis HaKnesses. One of his primary sources is a Magen Avram. And how you understand this Magen Avram is a debate between the old Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Zsolti, and the present Rav of the old city of Yerushalayim, our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal. The Magen Avram in Simin Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Katan Aleph writes the following: houses and courtyards that were used for davening that was entirely casual does not have kedusha. And here's an important line: and the side rooms are no better than houses and courtyards and don't have a kedusha. V'shema, however, concludes the Magen Avram from the Ma'arit, overflow minion. When the minion overflows, it goes into those other rooms. If that's tadir, so then in such a case, it has a status of kedusha. Rav Zsolti argues, now we are right before the Yom Tov of Sukkos. When you're going to be listening to this daf, will be right around the Yom Tov of Sukkos itself, if not on Sukkos Mamish. And on Sukkos, of course, there is a beautiful event where thousands of people come to the Kotel, first of all for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego, and there are times that the Kotel overflows, particularly in the time of Birchas Kohanim. Writes Rav Zsolti, Ulfizeh berchovat ha-kotel, shi chelik mimokom ha-tfilah shal yidei ha-kotel, imkein af al-pi shemispalim sham rak ba-kroi b'chagim. Even though they daven there only sometimes, mikol mokom l'gai mispalim, harei zeh mokom kavu l'tfilah, it's kavu l'tfilah. And it has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. For that reason, Rav Zsolti concludes that the Rechovot HaKotel cannot be used for any use of Chol. And this is how Rav Rabinovich leans as well. And for that reason, they must deal with how one could even walk through the upper plaza as a shortcut. Why doesn't it follow as an Isra of Kapandria? However, I thought that if one looks in the source of this halacha of the Magen Avram, I am, as you'll see in a moment, just carrying the flag of Rav Nevinzal. If one looks at the source, the Ma'arit, Chelik Beis, in Yoredeya, Simin Samach Dalet, over there the Ma'arit is talking about azaros that are not used for anything else except for overflow minyanim. The Kotel Plaza is clearly used by many people for different type of divrei chol. Even though one of the great poskim, a Hasidish posik, who has an extensive and beautiful sefer, Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, sefer Mishnas Yosef on Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he claims that originally the upper part of the plaza was also only supposed to be used for davening. Maybe it depends on who you ask. Rabbi Lieberman is from Meir Sha'arim. I was zocheh to meet him, a very fine, beautiful hadras panim and a tremendous Baal Midos. He, as well as in Rav Rabinovich's Shaarei Tzion, is very much opposed to looking at the upper Kotel Plaza as anything but an extension for davening. However, reality on the ground, as Rav Nevinzal has pointed out, is that it is used for divrei chol. In fact, Rav Rabinovich was gracious in that he printed Rav Nevinzal's Ha'aris to his sefer on page Lamed. Rav Nevinzal writes, Sharei miyuedes gam l'tayarim ba'alma. Unfortunately, there's mixing between men and women over there, and he says, therefore, one cannot say it's like a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, we extend Rav Nevinzal's idea, and we say that the Ma'arit expressly stated that he was talking about those things that weren't designated also for Chol. This is clearly designated for Chol, hence the halacha is that one could argue that it does not have a din of a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis has a din of Rechava, and one should be machmir, though, not to be noeg dvarim
of Bizayon. When I raised this with Rav Nevenzel, he also pointed out to me that Marit and Mang Avram are only talking about places that are constantly used for tefillah and overrun when the shul is overrun. For example, the way sometimes people use a ladies' section for davening in minyanim. So in such a case, maybe that's when the Marit rule apply. However, he said there's no tadirus, even though on Pesach and Sukkot there are times, it could be that some people go there to daven, but there's no tadirus, Rav Nevenzel argued, and he felt strongly that the Upper Kotel Plaza does not have status of a Kedusha. Again, on the other side stand Rav Bitzal Zsolti Zatzal, Rav Shalom Hashash Zatzal, Rav Rabinovich, the present rabbi of the Kotel, seems to be leaning in that direction as well as Rav Yosef Lieberman Shlita. But this is the position, and the sugya that starts from is ours, and it really, a lot of it depends on how you learn this Magen Avram, quoting the Maharit. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to walk back and forth together in the streets of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, with the appropriate kavod, appreciating Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim.